we may be watching the beginning of the end of the pandemic, or at least that's the hope of a select group of hospital workers.
I think this is a historical moment.
That's Dr. Gabrielle Andahar Vasquez, the first person vaccinated yesterday at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. She received her shot hours after the hospital received its first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine. More from WBUR's Martha Biebinger.
Across the U.S., microphones and cameras are focused on the normally mundane action of preparing a syringe. At Tufts Medical Center, pharmacist Nick Capote inserts a needle into a vial hardly taller than a paperclip.
Here's the first dose.
Over here. And here I am.
Dr. Shira Derone, who specializes in infectious disease, is one of 10 hospital employees being vaccinated on the first day.
So I have the incredibly talented Gina Giarrusso, RN, giving me my vaccine.
Derone takes off her blazer to expose her left arm as she narrates this injection.
You are done. Thank you. And for those of you in Radio Land, that didn't hurt at all.
Derone registered for the vaccine online in advance. Her information will be shared with the state and the CDC so they can track who's getting vaccinated. Derone will be reminded to get a second dose in 3 weeks. It will be about 6 weeks from today before the vaccine is fully in effect. But this moment, right after a shot she barely felt, is powerful.
It is very bittersweet because we have hit that milestone of 300,000 deaths, and we know that we still have our long winter ahead. But at the same time, it's a good day to have hope and to be confident, finally, that there's some light at the end of this dark, dark and long tunnel.
Tufts estimates vaccinations will take about 10 minutes from arrival to the post-injection Band-Aid. But recipients will be asked to wait 15 minutes after the shot to make sure they don't have a rare immediate reaction. Anyone who does have side effects later can report them online. In the post-shot waiting area, Tufts first-day recipients compare notes.
I didn't even feel it.
Me either. It was less than most flu shots, to be honest with you.
Thelma Samuels, a medical assistant, says she's here because COVID-19 is a frightening disease.
So I'll do anything just to prevent being scared. The shot doesn't kill, but COVID kills. So go get it.
Fellow recipient Sandra Gibbons, an ER nurse, says her coworkers are wiped out and anxious to be vaccinated.
We've got to try. It's hurting too many people, and not just deaths, the lingering illnesses. People just have to trust things and time. Time will tell. I think they'll see many of us get it and do fine and look back at history. Vaccines work. They really do.
Tufts plans to ramp up quickly and eventually vaccinate about 200 employees a day. At that pace, all of the hospital's frontline COVID staff could have both doses of the Pfizer vaccine by the end of January. Tufts Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Saul Weingart, says the hospital can't go any faster right now. There aren't enough vaccinators.
Because the hospitals are so full, there aren't a lot of extra nurses going around. So we've been talking to the medical school. Students are going to go on vacation soon, and so we may be able to train up some of the students.
Or ask doctors who aren't doing as much elective surgery right now to help out. Many large hospitals in Massachusetts have not yet received enough vaccine for all staff who care for or encounter COVID patients. Tufts actually got as much as 1,000 doses more than it needs to cover this first group. Weingart said it isn't clear right now whether this is all Tufts will get for a while or if some of the doses should go elsewhere.
We'll just go through it as quickly as we can, you know, balancing, you know, our needs with others in the area. So, you know, we're not committed to hoarding vaccine or using more than we need, but we are committed to vaccinating as many people as quickly as we can.
But first, Tufts, like many employers, has some educating to do.
It's pretty scary, you know. You got to understand, it's something new, you know.
At the hospital's emergency room entrance, security guard Shardae Burston says she's weighing risks of a disease she's getting used to against a vaccine she fears.
I'm not even worried about COVID. I go into rooms, I've been exposed plenty of times, and I have yet to get sick, so I feel like maybe I might have a better immune system than others. And I don't want to put something in my system, like, you know.
Burston's voice trails off. She's a busy working mom with little time to research vaccines. She may be the target audience for an education campaign that needs to ramp up fast. Tufts and other hospitals say they hope these public displays of confidence in the vaccine will help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.